Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to
Believe It
or Not,
the show where we believe it
or not.
No.
But
no.
I know. Electronically, no.
Yeah. Type N for no.
Exactly. Anyways, how are you doing, Damien?
Oh, I'm doing all right, Trev, you know. It's been a bright, sunny day today. Warm, unseasonably warm.
Unseasonably warm today. It's been so nice. I ate some.
Thank you, global warming and Al Gore, I assume.
Thank you, Al Gore. Yeah, I ate on a patio today.
Whoa.
Some Vietnamese food. Some bun.
Very nice.
Yeah. So what's new with you? What's anything happening?
Not too much. I mean, right now it's just I've been working more than I want to. And I'm just tired all the time.
Yeah. I hear that.
But Trev, I know you have a few pretty big updates for everyone listening. So I think that might be a good thing to touch on off the top here.
Yeah. Okay. So what's new? We hit 100,000 subscribers on the day of
That's
this recording.
Huge.
Yeah.
So big.
Bam, bam, bam. So we'll get that silver plaque soon. Which?
Oh, that's exciting. Where are you going to put it?
I'm thinking here.
Yeah. Are you gonna hang it, or are you just gonna have it on a shelf?
I think I'm gonna hang it.
Yeah.
We'll see. I thought it was something where, like, once you hit it, you'd get an email being like, you're getting a plaque now, but you have to apply for it. So I didn't realize that. So, like, so it takes a few days. You have to apply. They have to make sure you're not, like, some sort of scam channel or something like that.
Yeah.
So it'll be a little while before it's up, but eventually it'll be up right there.
Nice.
Yeah. Another thing that's been going on with me, Damien, you know about this. But I recently went to rehab. So
that's right, yeah.
My drinking was getting way out of hand. It was affecting my health. And my doctor said, what are you doing? Please stop doing this. So I went into meet a doctor, and then they referred me to another thing, and then eventually I joined a research project, and I did rehab as a part of a research project, and now I'm in other research projects. So I'm getting an MRI tomorrow. I'm getting a PET scan the next day to, like, just monitor how the brain works, like, right after you quit drinking to when you haven't been drinking for a month. So a lot of crazy stuff going on there, but I'm 7 days sober now, so that's pretty...
Whoa, 7 days.
Yeah,
all
pretty
right.
Exciting there. So first couple days were a little rougher, but doing well now.
Good? That's great. That's great news.
So feeling good, feeling footloose and fancy free. And Thank the Lord Jesus Christ for our Ontario healthcare too, that it will pay for things.
Did
like
he start that?
What's that? Yeah, it was Jesus Christ.
Did he start that? Yeah. Oh, it was Jesus Christ. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So get that before they privatize it, Ontario folks.
True.
Yeah. But so, yeah, that was something I was a little nervous about sharing it, but feeling positive now, optimistic now, and just really excited.
Yeah, especially once you've had a bit of time to kind of like live in it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, it was just one of those things where, you know, after my dad died and then with COVID, just being alone all the time, living next to a liquor store. Of course.
I mean, those are all things that will contribute to that, right?
Yeah. And then after a while, it's just like, it just becomes a daily routine and
Yeah. You know, it's an issue when it's a routine.
Yeah, when it's like, oh, I better get to the liquor store soon or it's going to close, instead of oh, should I have a drink tonight or do I want to have a drink tonight? It's like, it was just like, well, this is the time of the day I go to get more alcohol. So
I mean, I find that interesting because there's a lot of people I know who that's like a very common thing where you just like, oh shit, I didn't get there, the store closed already.
Yeah.
And it's just like, this is like an everyday thing that people do, or like every couple of days. I'm like, are you just like buying like one when you go there, or are you buying lots and you're just running out each day?
Well, that's the thing. I would have to limit what I bought, because if I bought too much, I would drink it all and then that would be worse.
That's
so it'd
the
be
thing,
like,
right?
Okay, what's going to hit that mark for me? Mm-hmm. But also, I better not buy more than that, because then I'll be useless tomorrow. And So,
That's the thing, right?
Yeah. I remember, like, because I had stopped before. And then before that, I lived with you. And I remember there was some nights where I'd get home from work and I would just, like, steal your alcohol and then replace it the next day. Or I'd knock on Colin's door and be like, do you have any alcohol?
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
So, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'm not a big drinker, but I have stuff usually, so it never really bothered me. But you know, if it was affecting your health, I mean, that bothers me.
But yeah, no, I'm really optimistic now that it's going to be a good good recovery, and I have good support. And so got some good friends and
that's great news,
and
that's
people
great
like
news,
Damien Depping and others. So but should we move on to our topic of the day?
If it ain't about boozing, I don't know if we can.
we cruising for a bruising.
Oh, okay. What is it about?
So today is our first ever
Whoa, number
Patreon
one.
Patreon chosen topic.
Oh.
Yeah. So thank you.
What do they choose? Okay. Was it like a top three? And then this is the number one, or
this is the number one. So they suggested a bunch of topics, and then I made a poll, and then they voted on it, and this was the first one. So
number one.
So this topic is how Canadian and American churches diverge, or Christianity diverge. So, which is not something I would have thought of myself, but it is a very interesting topic. So I'm glad it was suggested. Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of nuance that we're going to be missing with this too. But.
Yep. The main thing is, I think it's been a very different world since COVID. So I think that mobilized a lot of Canadian Christians to be more outspoken. So because we have people like those churches in Alberta. I mean, Alberta is always going to be the most radical as far as religion goes in Canada. But they had those churches that refused to close during the pandemic. That fired up a lot of people. A lot of people got really angry about that. And then there's a lot of anti-vax Christians in Canada, too. So a lot of people very outspoken there. So it is becoming more and more Americanized in the way it goes, but it hasn't always traditionally been that way.
Right. Do you think that, I don't know if I want to call it Americanization of it, There's a word.
Yeah.
Do you think that, do you think a lot of that has to do with influence from the States, like the, what we're seeing other like U.S. Christians doing, and especially a lot of the behaviors under Trump and all that stuff? Do you think that played a big part in their mobilization over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think so. And I think a big part of it, too, was that just Facebook, so like, and social media and stuff like
right.
that.
Right, right, right.
Spreading those ideas here. And making it, yeah, more people more passionate about it, I guess. I don't know if that's the right way to say it.
Yeah. Is it passion or I don't want to say like they're zealous. But I think it's almost, there's almost, they're, well, obviously they're being mobilized by social media. So they're, they're putting this like weird urgency in it. So I guess that would be passion.
I guess so, yeah.
It just feels like a weird context in which to use that term.
Yeah. And like I said, Alberta is definitely very, very religious, especially very outspokenly religious.
Yeah.
But British Columbia...
Drinking too much oil.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably.
British Columbia has the lowest percentage of people who say that they're Christians. Oh, this is... Yeah, evangelical Christians. Yeah. At 44.64%,
whereas still surprisingly high to me.
It is high, or maybe just this has to be just be Christian. Yeah, so this is just Christian, so Catholics included. But Newfoundland, it's 93% would say they're Christian, which surprised me that it's that high. So
yeah,
and Ontario 64, Alberta's 60. So, but you have to remember that. Canada as a whole is 67, but like Canada has more percentage of Catholics than America does. So whereas, let's see here, where USA it's 23% of Christians are Catholic, in Canada it's 43. So 23 versus 43.
Oh wow!
So that's a huge.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah, and then yeah.
For some reason, I always thought the States had a much larger Catholic population, but I think that was just my influence from film and television.
Oh, that's possible. Yeah. But the thing you got to remember is Quebec. So Quebec is a very Catholic province.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
So, and so it's their fault. Like Newfoundland would be too, because of the Irish connection, but could be wrong about that. According to one study, there's not a lot of difference between the way people interact in an evangelical church in Canada versus an evangelical church in the United States. So the way they communicate with each other, with other people within that tradition or within that religion, there's not a lot of difference. The biggest difference is how those people act when they're not in the church. So, so whereas in the States, you wear that with a badge of honor wherever you go. So you're going to be talking about being evangelical. You're going to assume most people around you are evangelical, because in a lot of cases, that's the case. But in Canada, it's not as assumed because it's not as popular. You know what I mean? So like, even in a small town, you're not just going to assume that everybody has the same religious beliefs as you.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's also area dependent, though, too. Like, even in the States.
Yeah, very much.
I'm sure there's definitely places where people are, but they're not as outspoken about it. Probably more so in, like, more urban areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And as of, like, the early 2000s, late 90s, two of the more popular denominations in Canada were like Protestant denominations were the Anglican Church of Canada and the United Church of Canada. Both pretty liberal churches, especially the United Church of Canada.
You were with the United for a while?
No, I wasn't.
No, you were.
I was with Lutheran for a while. I had a lot of friends who were Anglican. And then I actually lived in an Anglican rectory for a while because my buddy was an Anglican priest. But United Church, I went to one a couple times just because my friend was the youth pastor. But
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, right?
But yeah, they're very liberal in the fact that, like, I think Canada has a few or at least one atheist priest in a United Church. So
like, atheist priest.
Yeah. So like they're like, okay, well, this is the tradition.
How exactly does that work?
Because it's more about like, let's follow these liturgical traditions because I think it's good for your mind and it's good for like forming community and stuff like that. And there's some wisdom to be learned from the Bible. I'm personally not into that.
See, that seems kind of at odds with, you know, rejecting
religion. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think you could take elements of it, but like still having a church and reading it and learning from it and only that. It feels agnostic.
Yeah, true.
And kind of like not exactly copacetic.
Yeah. And they're also, gay affirming, LGBTQIA affirming, and they have been since the 90s. Well, probably even longer, but they've been since the 90s where they would ordain you as a priest,
right,
or a pastor, I guess, and things like that. Anglican, just in the last couple of years, has been more open to that, and they also ordain LGBTQIA priests. But both those churches now are on the largest decline in Canada as far as membership goes. So,
yeah.
I think what's happening, my personal opinion, is that people who were once looking for a more liberal church are the people who realize that they actually don't need a church at all. I don't think it's people going from a liberal church to a more conservative church. I just think they're just not going to church at all. But that's just my thought. Because that's my trajectory, I guess.
I feel like I also noticed just like people in general who, like a lot of people who identify as Catholic or Christian or whatever, don't necessarily go to church.
Yeah.
Even fully believe anything. They just kind of like, no, this is what I grew up in. This is what my family is. And this is what we are, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Like Trump being like, I'm Presbyterian.
Well, that's the thing I remember reading a bit about too, is that with like the position of the president, you kind of have to say that you have some sort of church affiliation, whether or not you do, just to kind of like, it's such a big deal in the States that you kind of need it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. That's definitely something where I can see like, yeah, I get why he's doing that.
Yeah.
Whether he is or not, you know?
Yeah. One thing interesting about like the history of religion in Canada, especially Christianity in Canada, is that so during like a lot of the revivals and stuff in the 1800s, a lot of them are like fire and brimstone. Like turn or burn, you're going to go to hell. And that's a lot through the States. But that didn't take on as much in Canada, where we, like in Southeastern Ontario and in Quebec. 4 minute
penalty if you sinned, right?
Yeah, it's more like the holiness movement was big. So that's more about like, wait, what did you say?
I said a 4 minute penalty if you sinned.
Yeah, exactly. That one right over my head, and then I was like, wait a second. But yeah, so there was a holiness movement, which has some hell stuff, but is more about like just trying to be a good person and trying to be holy and like Christ. And there was also the Millerites that had a huge effect on Canadian Christianity, even though it was from New York. And that's the, as we've discussed before, the Great Disappointment. Jesus is coming back. And then he doesn't come back, but still a lot of those principles.
He's not gonna
do it. Seeped into Canada. And that created for a long time a huge difference between a Canadian Christian and an American Christian, and that it was different denominations and different, like even if they had the same name, there was different ideas around what religion meant to each person.
Right.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so like Americans are going to be more like yelling and screaming from the pulpit, where Canadians have more of a, I mean, Canadian approach of like, oh, this is the way we think it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that a bit, I mean, I guess that's going to be different ideologies, but is that like, would you consider that less of that evangelism then?
Yeah.
Like that kind of like actually speaking the word and trying to spread it as much as possible. Like we do have people doing that.
We do. I got yelled at today, but because I was wearing my,
but it's not,
believe it or not, shirt, and I had the, or my hoodie,
yeah,
and had the devil on it. And a guy was holding a, Jesus died for your sins sign, but, yeah, it's, I think, till the 70s.
You should have said, so then I should be good wearing this shirt then.
Yeah.
If Jesus died for my sins, well, he goes, I want to make it worth it.
He goes, are you going to meet him someday? And I was like, oh, him? Well, I was going to, but we had to rebook, so I'm not really sure how it's working out right now.
I probably didn't like that, eh?
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
But yeah, so not a lot of differences. Like 85% of, this is a different poll altogether, and this is from the earlier 2000s, but 85% at the time of Americans said they were Christians, and then 77% Canadians. But I think it's going down. Some people will say that it's going down so much that there'll barely be any Christianity left in 2040, but I don't buy that.
Another thing millennials are ruining.
Yeah. But yeah, Christianity in Canada is on the decline, and other religions are on the rise. So
interesting. Is that more of a result of immigration? Is that more of a result of just like people learning more things? Like I'm curious what would
drive that. I'm sure immigration is part of it. And I don't want to sound like we're talking about the Great Replacement Theory, because that is not what we're talking about. But and probably because as Christianity becomes more of a thing that it's like, yeah, this is something I can choose to or not to do. And then with other religions, there's still a lot tied to culture. And I think that's gonna keep rising, because it's more part of your identity than something where it's, this is a personal relationship between me and God that they try to sell Christianity as, whereas a lot of other religions, it's part of your heritage and it's part of like
Which is ironic though, that at the end of the day the Christian ideology becomes their culture and their personality though.
Yeah. So.
Just in a very different way, I guess.
Yeah. There was that TikTok where someone's like, what's an annoying thing that people base their whole personality on? And somebody stitched it with just like holding up a Bible. Yep.
Yep.
Let's see here. Some differences. There's a website called comment.org that I got some things from. something that used to be the case and is far less the case now, but because American is so is like two party, it's like basically a two party system, even though it's not.
Yep.
It's not how it was set up.
But go ahead, it is now. Throw your votes away.
Yeah, and also people align their religiousness with what party they vote for, and that's a big part of their identity. Is
the politicization of it, right?
And whereas Canada, they traditionally have been seen as different things. So you can be a Christian and vote for whatever party. And you're not going to discuss it in the church. You're not going to preach from the pulpit, hey, vote for this party. It's like everybody has their own decisions and everybody makes their own choices on that.
Well, it definitely seems like the Canadian churches don't have as much sway or influence over politics like they do in the States. No. I know there's a lot of lobby groups and churches who have a lot of money heavily invested in the political landscape down there.
Yeah. And it's, again, we're seeing that on the rise. We're seeing like the United Conservative Party, which is a scary party. And then we have the, what is that? The People's Party, the one that did the Freedom Convoy.
Yeah. Is that the one that Pierre Poilievre or whatever the hell his name is?
Oh, no, I think is he the new conservative leader?
Is he the conservative leader?
I think
maybe he is.
So.
But I thought he was like connected to the People's Party too.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I feel like anytime I see I see articles about the guy and I just kind of roll my eyes now, so I don't even know what he's about. So, and I don't want to.
Yeah, that's another thing too, is traditionally we've been less, here in Canada, we've been less patriotic, like not like religiously patriotic, where it's like a lot of American evangelicals, it's like the Bible in one hand and the Constitution in the other hand, and they're both inspired words of God, where we don't really have that in Canada.
Well, I think ever since they changed the, what was it, One Nation Under God, which was never actually in the original version of the Pledge of Allegiance or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they changed it in what, like the 40s, I think?
Yeah.
Maybe a little later?
Yeah, I think later in the 50s too, because of the communism. Yeah, so they thought that's communists wouldn't be able to say that part, like they're vampires.
Yeah, because commies.
Do you remember though, like when Canada, when we changed the national anthem a couple years ago, and people were freaking out? They changed one word, like
All
of us instead of "and all our sons command."
See, it's funny. I remember that being such a big deal, and you mentioned it, and I totally forgot about it because it was so insignificant in my life. I don't actually remember the last time I've ever had to, not had to, but ever been in a situation where the national anthem even came up.
Yeah, when's the last a Blue Jays game in like 2018 was probably the last time. Yeah.
But were you paying attention?
Oh, yeah, I had to.
You did.
Our country, we're singing for our country.
That's true. You dropped everything. You stood up. Hand on heart.
Yeah, exactly.
I was writing a sketch that I wanted to do where it was about these two friends at like a coffee shop, and the one guy's phone kept ringing, and it was the national anthem, and every time it went off, the guy would stand up and put his hand on his heart. And he'd get really mad that his friend wasn't also standing at attention for the national anthem.
That's so great.
But I need to go back to that one. It was stupid, but
no, I like it. United States versus Canada. This is from a Gallup poll. The question is, which of the following statements comes closer to describing your view about the Bible? Number one, the Bible is the actual word of God and is to be taken literally word for word. Americans said 34% agreed with that. 17% of Canadians agreed with that. Number two,
it's
the Bible.
High on both sides.
Yeah. The Bible is the inspired word of God, but not everything, and it should be taken literally. 48% of Americans, 51% of Canadians. And then the Bible is an ancient book of fables, legends, history, and moral precepts recorded by man. 15% of Americans and 29% of Canadians in the survey. Yeah. Okay. So we did a bit of there.
Yeah.
And then, so that was overall. And then among church attendees, so the Bible is actual word of God and to be taken literally, word for word. Church attendees, 46% of Americans, 32% of Canadians. Non-church attendees, 19% of Americans still thought it was the word for word, literal word of God. So those people don't go regularly to church still believe that. And then in Canada, it was 8%. Non-church attendees. And then the Bible is an inspired word of God, but not everything in it should be taken literally. 40% of American churchgoers, 57% of Canadian, 57% of Canadian churchgoers. And then non-churchgoers, it was about the same. America 50, Canada 48. And then for just a ancient book, 28% of non-churchgoers in the States, 41 in Canada. And then 3% of churchgoers agreed with that, and 8% of in America, 8% in Canada. So, yeah. So we're not as hardcore about the Bible being the literal, infallible word of God here.
Right.
But again, who knows? Give us a couple of years.
Is it ever stated explicitly in the Bible that this is the infallible word of God?
Not really, but there's a verse in Timothy that people will use. I think it's Timothy that people will use to say that. But it's like, are you just talking about this one letter that was written to Timothy, or is it talk? No, or maybe it was like just about the Old Testament. It's like very, very confusing. And then plus, the Bible's changed so many times over the years. Like, is it the version you have in your hand, right, or is it the version that existed 2,000 years ago?
Right, so it's not infallible if it's been changed so much.
No, not even slightly. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, because that's interesting, like, that so many people believe it all to be just, like, word of God.
Yeah.
But I guess I never really thought about, like, why necessarily they say that. I guess it's just a way to justify your belief systems.
Yeah. And there's so much stuff in there, too, that... Mm-hmm. The only thing you can do is pick the parts that justify what you already believe.
Like, right.
That's way easier than like just going through it and deciding how to live your life.
Right. Technically, we're not even supposed to go to the bathroom. <It's true.
laughs> Yeah, a lot of different denominations in Canada as well than they have in the States, especially again in Alberta. But in Ontario as well, we have a couple. Like the church I grew up in was called the Standard Church, which came out of the Holiness Movement. It doesn't exist anymore. But you'll even notice the one thing. So when I lived in Alberta, my dad came to visit me, and we went to church together one Sunday. And my dad was really upset about some of the things they did at the church there, or that they didn't do at the church there, because my dad spent most of his life in Ontario and just didn't realize that region to region churches do things differently. And so he was mad that because the church I grew up in, they would have a part in the service where if you need any special prayer, to come up to the front and people would come and put their hands on you and pray for you. And he was upset that they didn't have that. I'm like, I've never been to a church in Alberta that does that. That's an Ontario thing. Like, it was, yeah, it's just like different regions have different things. It's like how Chinese food in Calgary is going to be different than Chinese food in Toronto.
Is it a lot different?
Well, they got more ginger beef there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do we got more of here then?
Sesame chicken.
Yeah, I feel like we have a lot of orange chicken
too. Yeah, that's true. We have a lot of orange chicken. Ottawa has very interesting egg rolls at some restaurants. They're a lot different.
What's so different about them?
They don't have. They're not like closed at the end. The meat's like sticking out the end, and it's like almost like a sausage. Okay. They're really
interesting.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. So But anyways, those are my thoughts on Canadian Christianity versus American Christianity, and some thoughts. Do you have any thing?
Well, they're different but the same.
Different but the same.
I find it interesting making the comparison to Chinese food restaurants and regional differences. That's such an interesting comparison, and I think kind of fits.
Yeah, because I was watching that the other day. Like, there's a place in Northern Ontario has a thing called what was it called? They have this really good looking like beef thing that looks amazing, but it's just a Northern Ontario thing.
Yeah, there was I've seen a few different things about how like Chinese food spread in North America. And like one of them was about, I think there was that documentary about General Tso's chicken, and it talked about like why there's Chinese food restaurants in every town kind of thing.
Yeah.
And about how it was like, you know, an early, like years ago, it was the only thing that a lot of Chinese immigrants could do.
Yeah.
Because of racism and terrible things. But
yeah.
I feel like the churches would probably also like to claim racism and discrimination too, but
yeah.
And I'm sure there was some.
But should we thank some patrons?
Yeah, let's thank some patrons. We'll send them an egg roll.
Oh my God, wow, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Everybody, thank you so much for coming to our Bible study.
We're so happy to have you here once again to study the Bible, a book we've read. Promise, we read it.
Yeah, we've totally read it. It's really good. I like when Pi is on the boat and then the tiger is there, and he's not sure if the tiger is going to be his friend or not. And then eventually they come to a bit of an understanding. I think that's my favorite Bible.
Pi, the tiger's a metaphor for security guards.
Yeah, and speaking of, I just want to thank a couple people. I want to thank Grizzly. I want to thank Biotic, one of those. I want to thank Gerald the cat, who I'm sure is just as wonderful as Jagger. I can't say that. But I want to thank Gerald the cat. And I want to thank Wheezy. Thank you all for coming to our Bible study.
Amen.
Amen.
We appreciate you. We appreciate all you do. And all you coming here, too.
Amen. And, Damien, should we do a Christian rock lyric?
Yes, please.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
So earlier we talked about my sobriety.
My sobriety.
When I was looking for a song, originally today I was looking for a Canadian rock group. But that led me down a path of looking up Canadian rock groups.
Songs?
And then seeing that, like, oh, this is my friend's old band. So that popped up. And then that made me go down this rabbit hole of checking how my old college buddies are doing. Oh, yeah, we've all aged. We're all old now. And then I'm like, oh, I need a song. So I just Googled terrible Christian rock songs. And this one struck out at me because it kind of goes along with my journey. That's a stretch. This is a stretch. So it's just a bad song. It's a very short song, though.
Okay.
It's by Amy Grant, everybody's favorite Christian songstress. It's called Grape, Grape, Joy.
Wait, Grape?
Grape, Grape, Joy, as in, like, it's grape. I picked a bad
what?
Example. Grape, like the fruit, yeah.
Yeah, no, I got that. I'm just confused.
It goes as follows. I am a small and lonely grape, clutching to the vine, waiting for the day when I'll become my savior's wine. Oh, when French cuisine just yearn it, I've eternity to ferment. But knowing me, I'd end up ripple in a cellar of Cheblis? Are you a small and lonely grape, clutching to the vine, waiting for the day when you'll become your savior's wine? Don't give up hope, ye heavy laden. You don't want to be a raisin. There's a grape joy in Jesus in the vineyard of the Lord.
All right. Is it Chablis? I think Chablis? It's a wine region. C-H-A-B-L-I-S. Oh, yes, that makes sense. I think that's how you say it, Chablis. Mm. I'm probably saying it wrong too, but I'm like, what's Cheblis?
Cheblis. They probably in the National Park of Yosemite.
That's right. The beautiful Yosemite.
Mm-hmm. So that's our lyric. That's our...
Wow. So she wants to ferment for the Lord so the Lord can consume her.
The Lord's going to drink her up. But aren't we supposed to drink the Lord as wine?
That's true. I guess he's getting back at us for all the times we drank him.
Yeah, I guess so. We drank him up.
Well, we did. Well, I only did once, and I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
It was kind of an accident. I didn't want to.
I've told the story before, but I'll tell it again of the time that I was helping the priest with the wine, and I poured too much into the chalice when there was only one person left in line. And so the priest had to chug it all, because you have to chug it all. Or like, it has to be finished because it's been blessed. So I do that.
It does? Had
to preach.
It has to be finished.
Yeah, you blessed it. You gotta dispose of it properly.
You can't like save it for later?
No, you have to make it turn into black poop.
Is that what it does? Is that what you do? You turn it into black shit?
Yeah. That's what we drink too
couldn't
much wine.
Couldn't he just like chug? Okay, I guess. I don't drink that much wine. Couldn't he just chug a lug it after the service?
Nope. Had to be at that moment during the ceremony.
Right now.
Yeah.
So it sounds like Jesus is like party boy peer pressuring people.
Yeah,
get
he is.
Fucking
That's
wasted.
Always been his thing.
Wow. All
right, folks. Have a great Canadian Thanksgiving. Mm. And.
Enjoy. Eat some turkey, you turkeys.
Yeah. Actually, in Canada, we just call it Thanksgiving, and then we call American Thanksgiving.
Right, right. But they don't. They only call it American Thanksgiving there, though.
Yeah.
They don't talk about ours.
They don't even. Yeah, they don't even know we exist.
Mm-hmm. True.
Bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!
Did you see the thing where it's official that Velma is a lesbian in the new Scooby-Doo movie? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that, which is funny because I've seen a video of her doing lesbian stuff. Her and Daphne.
I think I've seen that one too.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.